Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Quest from Quest and Friends, the podcast. I have been busy as fuck all week, and I'm glad I finally get to just sit down and record with y'all, man. It feels so good to just have like a quick little break, you know, from school. Like, I'm working today, but I don't work till later, so I get to squeeze in this little bit of, you know, this quick little episode before next week's episode. I know we don't have no confessionals up. This episode's not going to get a video, so, I mean, you know, this is very impromptu because I don't want to leave, the people without a without an episode, you know what I mean? So, here I am. It's your boy Quest. You know, so a lot has been happening this week. You know, there's been a lot of football. There's been a lot. Basketball's back. Baseball is in the playoffs. You know, the Dodgers won last night. Last night being Thursday, they won. They whooped ass. They finally like, you know, strapped in and just, you know, went to town. Hey, yo, yeah, man, I've just been, oh, dude, I've been so busy. but, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't complain because, you know, I wanted to eat. You know what I'm saying? My plate is full. And now that my plate's full, I can't complain. I got to eat. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I'm just, like, grateful to be able to, like, be where I'm at. And, like, I'm on the right path. And, like, you know, I'm on the right path to where I want to be in the future. You know what I'm saying? So, like, one thing I can say is don't, like, you know what I'm saying? If we ask for things, but then when they come in, we find ourselves constantly finding negative things about it, then we'll never be able to push forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I noticed that when I, you know, when things started landing on my plate, and I was like, wait a minute, like, but there's this and there's that. And I was like, okay, wait, let's take a moment and like reflect and really, really look at like what it is that we ask for and that we want out of these different situations that are landing on your plate. And like a lot of the times you kind of just got to go with the flow. You kind of got to suck it up because like when you first start doing something, it's going to suck. You know what I mean? Like because like, for example, podcasting, let's say you start a podcast, right? And then when you first start, you know, it's fun, but then you start to realize like, okay, there's all these other podcasters who have a following, who have, you know, fans, who have money coming in, and they started like 4 or 5 months ago. And here I am a year later with no, with no like solicity. Is that even a word? Is that even a word? Solicity? Like, here I am with no, like foundation. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, everything comes with time. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to keep going and keep going and keep going. Something will eventually give. And then, even when things feel tiring, you always got to find the love for the things that you do. For example, me, I'm not even gonna front on you. Like, there was a few moments where I felt like, man, this podcast stuff ain't really working, man. You know what I mean? It's not really working. And then I started to look at all the things that, all the money that I've invested in equipment. And like, I started to go back to the reason why I started doing a podcast, you know? And like, the love that I had for it and like the love that I continue to have for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, when you begin to feel like everything is just kind of like going nowhere, you really have to take a step back and reanalyze and just rethink about the things that made you want to start. Like, things change all the time, but we have the ability to go back, like, mentally and just kind of get a refreshment for things. You know what I mean? Like, you have to remember why you started. You have to remember why you started going to school, why you wanted to start that job, why you wanted to start doing a podcast, why you wanted to start playing sports, like shit like that. You know what I mean? It's just, you gotta refind the love that you once had for these things that seem to just be stagnant and going nowhere. So, I mean, I'm grateful. Like, one of the many things that I find myself going back to is I started this podcast for me and for the homies, like, you know, like just me talking shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking about different topics and, like, just, you know, being able to hear, like, the homies, like, oh, yeah, I heard the episode. It was tight. Like, that feedback, I love feedback. And, like, so when I hear, you know, other people getting into the podcast and they're like, oh, yeah, this was tight. And it was like, that's like, yeah, man. That's why I started, because I wanted to have fun, and I'm having fun. I continue to have fun. Like, yeah, like, you know, pumping out episodes every week, it starts to become a job. But when you keep that, nah, this is why I started, this is why I love it, then you can keep pushing forward and, like, keep going, you know? Keep going. Like, shout out to fucking Savages Unscripted, man. Like, they're like on episode 100 and fucking, like, they're almost at 110. Like, and then, you know, my man's Hector started a new podcast in Noob Camp. Like, yo, like, when you have a love for doing something, it can expand, you know? It can expand, but you want, like, you have to want it to expand. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And that's where that love can help you expand those things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I say all this to say, like, I'm grateful for every single one of not my listeners, the listeners to the podcast. I'm grateful to you know, the crew, like Vin. You know, I'm grateful to Alyssa. Like, I'm grateful that me and Alyssa were able to start a new podcast, and like we have this constant dynamic that just meshes really well. Like, I'm so glad that, like, my love for podcasting just kind of spills, and like I'm able to do different things with other people. Like, and then I'm grateful for all the listeners, man. Like, all the love that we've been getting has been great. Like, like, I never imagined that, like, I would be averaging like 30 to 40 listeners a week. You know what I'm saying? Between 20 and 40 a week. You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, with this new podcast with 2Qs in a Pod, I never imagined we were gonna be averaging like 60 to 70 listeners a week, yo. Like, that's crazy, man. That's crazy to think about. That's insane to think about, man. Like, the love is genuine. The love is real. And, like, I'm just greatly appreciative of, like, everyone that supports me and the gang. You know what I'm saying? Question Friends, the network. Like, I'm just grateful, man. Like, it means a lot. It means a lot. So, you know, I just want to take this time, these, like, 9 minutes to just, you know, give my thanks. You know what I'm saying? So, enough of that sappy shit. You know, like, the journey is going to continue. I'm forever going to be grateful to everyone that's helped me out, you know, everyone that listens. I got so much love for y'all. Shout out to y'all. Big shout out to y'all. But enough of that sappy shit. The Lakers are 0-1 to begin the season. And they play today against the Suns. So let's see, man. Let's see. We're going to see. We're going to see what the fuck happens. To me, the Lakers do look good, though. You know what I'm saying? LeBron averaged like 30 points, 30 plus points. AD, same thing. Westbrook, you know, I think Westbrook's still trying to find his footing, you know, on the new team. Melo's been productive. Like, I'm not a part of the Lakers organization. I'm a fan. Like, so the Lakers, like, we're going to, I keep saying we, the Lakers are going to do well in the season. I mean, it might be a rough, like, there might be a rough start, but I think that, I think that the Lakers are going to do well. You know what I'm saying? Because they have the pieces. They just kind of gotta, you know, mesh it together. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're gonna do well. The Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers won last night, so the series is now 3-2, with the Braves having a game, you know, having the lead. I think they play on Sunday or Saturday. I'm not sure, but we'll see, man. We'll see. We'll see if the Dodgers can push it to a game seven. Which I think they can because they've done it before. So we'll see, man. We'll see. In movie news, the new Batman movie is supposed to come out on March 4th of next year. So that's gonna be fucking great. Zoe Kravitz is going to be the new Catwoman. That's gonna be Oh, like, dude, I saw the stills, and I just can't, like, I can't wait, bro. Like, I can't wait for the movie to just come out and, like, just see it in all its glory. Because although I'm a Batman fan, you know what I'm saying? So there's a little bit of a bias, but, like, it looks so fucking dope. Like, I like the noir feel that it has, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then they casted the person they casted for the Riddler is really fucking fitting for that role. I think he's been in the movie Prisoners before. I like who they casted for that role. And then Robert Patty, you know what I'm saying? Edward, you know what I mean, for Batman, like, yeah, man, the trailer looks fucking amazing. I still want to watch Lamb, that recent A24 drop. And I want to watch Old. So, like, maybe this weekend I'll like, get my dad to just, you know, sit down with me and watch a couple movies or something. You know, because me and my dad, we find ourselves, just chilling, watching movies. Oh, speaking of recent drops. All right, so the Many Saints of Newark, or the New Saints of Newark. All right, so that film, you know, I'm not all the way done with The Sopranos, but, like, I mean, I've been able to familiarize myself enough with the characters and the story to feel like I was able to watch the movie. And then I told myself that I wanted to watch the movie before I continued, because, you know what I'm saying, it's like a backstory, you know, it's one of those. So I watched the movie. I mean, no spoilers, but it was okay. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, for me, Tony's story, like, they didn't really focus on Tony as much as I thought they were going to. Like, I really wanted him to have a better, like, coming up story. You know what I'm saying? Like, they focused on other aspects And then at the end, they kind of just tied it all in. But I feel like they should have given Tony's character more of a focus, and you know that would have been it could have possibly made for a better movie. But the thing that kind of just kept the movie together was the ending. So, I mean, I would watch it. Like, if y'all watch The Sopranos, I would definitely watch that movie. Or if you want to watch the movie and then watch the show, you know what I'm saying, do that. Another film that I need to watch that I'm fairly certain that I'm going to watch this weekend is Blade Runner 2049. I've sprinkled that in many different episodes that I need to watch that movie, but like the homies are on my ass to watch this film because we just, you know, we gave each other homework. So I need to like actually sit down and watch this movie because I really want to. I just haven't had the time, you know, or when I do have time, I find myself doing other shit. You know what I'm saying? So I really just got to kind of sit down and watch this film. But yeah, man, music, any music updates? Certified Lover Boy grew on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to front on y'all, like, you know, but I'm still going to give it the same grading that I gave it when it first dropped, because, like, you know, but I mean, it did grow on me, you know what I'm saying? I still listen to Donda. What else have I been listening to, man? Like, I've been listening to that new West Side Gunn. The last two albums that he dropped. What else? Pink Panther has dropped an album. I haven't really fully given it a listen, but I mean the songs that I have heard, they're pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? And if you like that song Just For Me, then you'll like the album as a whole, because, like, you know, that's kind of her, like, that's her, you know, that's her genre, that's her thing. You know what I'm saying? So. But yeah, man, that's all I got for y'all this week, man. We will be back in full swing, cause I'm kind of handling some behind the scenes stuff too. So we'll be back in full swing for next week's episode. I just want to give y'all a little update, give y'all some content to consume. You know what I'm saying? So thank y'all for listening. I hope you had an amazing week. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Shout out to White Toes, Blue Toes, Orange Toes. You know, I like the color orange on some toes, man. It's a really nice color. You know, baby blue. Sometimes even highlight colors are good too. So yeah, man. Shout out to the women that got cute toes. You know what I'm saying? They got nice feet. Alright, man, it's been your boy. You know, it's your boy Quest. Thank y'all for listening again. I hope you have an amazing weekend. And I'll see y'all next week.